just not drink water for a half a day so we can make this trip?
Bank of Cardiff, this is Pete. How may I help you?
Hi, Pete. It's Jeannie at Drunken Dog.
Hey, Jeannie. How you doing?
Good.
Give me 1 second to pull up your file. Busy week so far or no?
Huh?
Has it been busy at the dog wash or no?
Today I don't know. I'm on my way to Colorado, so.
Oh, cool, today, cool.
But yeah,
what are you making the trip for?
It's been busy, huh?
What are you making the trip for?
My sister lives in Grand Junction.
That was nice.
So I'm
That's
going
nice.
With my other three sisters.
Oh, congratulations. Nice little family getaway. Here, so I pulled up your file, so it looks like we got you an approval for only $15,000 for the truck, and it looks like you also been shopping this around, right? You're talking to some other people, because we actually we reached out to one of our lenders that we work with for equipment, and they said they'd already received an application from you. And Well, whoever you're working with is a broker, clearly, and they're kind of chopping you around. I don't know if it's digging your credit every time, but it is dragging you down here. And so we only can do the $15,000 from our lender for the equipment, because we couldn't get it done. We tried, but it was the bankruptcy was really hurting us, so we reached out to an affiliate and got you something. But I guess, you know, from a professional standpoint, you need the only way you're going to get this truck fully, you know, financed is by doing the working capital one with us, because I don't know if your other broker, you know, whoever you're talking to got back to you, but, you know, Paul, we've been told that they got you a $15,000 approval, and that's it. And it's very, very expensive. You know, at the end of the day, it's only for 36 months, too. So, from a professional standpoint, the best idea for you right now is to do the working capital and buy the truck and then just pay it off quickly so that you're making more per day with the truck than your daily payments are.
Mm-hmm.
And also, like, you said you're making it, like, significantly more with the mobile grooming than you are inside. So let me see what your daily payments would be. And then that kind of would give you what you have to cover. But then the good part is I'm pretty sure your working capital loan wasn't extremely long as far as term lengths go. So you would have the truck all paid off very, very quickly. And they said you were going to stick your son in there and have him go. So that's where you're at right now. You're either going to pay a lot of interest over 36 months, and you still, you know, unless you can come up with the other $10,000, you know, it's probably a little bit more than that with taxes and titling and all that stuff. You know, it's going to be more around $27,000 for you. And unless you can come up with the other, you know, $12,000-$13,000, this $15,000 approval really isn't going to do anything for you.
Mm-hmm.
So basically our only option, and you know, you could try and reach out elsewhere, but you know, this is only going to keep dragging your credit the more you keep applying everywhere, and equipment loans are credit based loans, so you're just shooting yourself in the foot.
Right. Yeah, no, it's just the one place that they use. That's what I did.
Okay.
No, it's on your side. Yeah, it's just that one, and they it's their, it's who they use, I guess. So.
Well, basically what I'm telling you, the only way you're going to get this is if you do a working capital loan for around $30,000. And, you know, your payment's going to be around $200 a day. But you're going to have this thing paid off in 10 months, and you're going to, you know, this time next year, that's going to be cash flowing for you, that truck. So it's,
yeah,
that's basically what you have to do if you want to get this thing anytime in the next couple months.
Yeah, and what I don't, but I didn't want to do, I didn't want to do the whole 30. It's too, that's too steep.
Well, okay. I guess maybe, I don't know how this would work, but maybe, you know, I'd have to talk to the underwriting, see if this is even possible. We could get you the 15 grand equipment one and then do 15,000 in working capital to get you the rest of the way there.
Mm-hmm.
But then, I mean, you're going to be making payments on a monthly schedule for the 15 grand, and then you're, for the working capital, 15 grand, that's going to be on a daily payout. It's going to get a little bit messy, but that's basically where you're at.
Yeah.
Do 30K. Yeah, let me just run numbers real quick on 30K.
I think we talked about the 15 working capital, and that was more doable daily.
Mm-hmm.
The monthly payment, I'm not worried about.
Okay. If you know, that's what we're looking to do here, let me just run
numbers.
I mean,
what's the monthly payment on your guys'
What I'm saying is your broker sent it to the same lender that we use. It's the same exact thing, both ways. No matter if you go with him or if you go with us, it's that you're getting the same deal from the broker for the equipment.
And I don't remember what that payment was.
Let me look through here real quick. See, I have two different files for you because I have the one for the equipment and then there's one for the capital, so they're separate. But I remember the equipment one was very you know, when it was all said and done, after the 3-year term, you were going to be paying, like, I want to say 30 or 40%. It was really crazy. The payment.
It can't be crazier than than getting 30 and paying back 48. I mean.
Mm-hmm. No, to definitely see your concern there. I'm going to run the numbers real quick for what. The only problem with that is, with this equipment one, it's only for 15 grand, so
right,
that's where the disconnect okay. Yeah, so if you're gonna do, it's $906 at 36 months, which brings you up to $32,000 total payback over 3 years, which is way more than the working capital.
Well, and hers wasn't that payment wasn't $900. I'll have to look at the email, but I know it wasn't that high.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, I know, well, for sure, because I would have remembered 9. I think it was, because I thought, oh, that wasn't bad. I'm not thinking at about 900.
Okay. Well, the lender did tell us it was a dual submission, so I guess if you get us what you have with the other payment was, but, like, you know, with no interest, it was. Okay.
With no interest, what?
With no interest over 36, it's 36 months. It's like 420. So I mean, what we got from that same lender is probably exactly what you got from the other one. You could double check, and we'll match that. But honestly, yeah, they might be shaving. They might be shaving some points off or something, and we'd be happy to match you there. But at the end of the day, Jeannie, we'll run the numbers on both of them, and we'll see which one's cheaper for you. But, you know, it's like comparing apples to oranges, because, you know, this equipment financing deal.
I think it was seven something. I'll double check it, but.
All right, let's just say it was 700, and that's, we'll just assume it's 700. So you're just going to pay back $25,000 and some change, like $25,200, which
is better than 32,000.
That's 59%.
Okay.
And then let me run the numbers on just doing it 30,000 flat working capital.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be borrowing 30, paying back 46.
Yeah, but that's over 10 months. That's really steep for me.
That's really the only issue, is that it's the term length on that. Yeah, I definitely see where you're coming from. So what about...
$4,000 a month.
I know, but if we did a combined working capital and the equipment, so you'd be looking at, if you're the $15,000 for the 700 a day, I mean, 700 a month times 36 months, that gets you, that's the equipment.
Did you bring out more or just one? Go ahead.
So you'd take the $15,000 equipment loan, and then you would need another about $10,000 to $15,000 in working capital. So let's just call it 15 and 15, just to be easy. So with the equipment, it was going to come out to a total payback of $25,200. And then you'd also have to, in order to get the truck, you need the other $15,000 for the working capital to go along to do those payments. And I think we had that payback here was $23,000, $250. So you'd be borrowing $30,000 in a combination loan. Your monthly payment on the equipment financing would be $700, and then the daily payment on the working capital would be $110. The daily. But as far as total payback goes, this is where it's going to kill you. You're getting $23,250 plus $25,200. You know, you're going to pay $48,000 at the end of the day for a $30,000 loan.
Which is what?
Let me run the interest. So, total cost of funds, this isn't APR or anything, you know, this is just money to money, borrowing $30,000, paying back $48,450, so we call it 48.5, that's 61 cents on the dollar. Now, if you just did this, you know, the straight working capital, it's going to, you know, be harder on the cash flow, but overall...
Yeah, but on the the lease payment, can I pay more? Can I pay it off faster? Like say once the other one's paid off, I can start paying more on the... Does that matter or doesn't matter, right?
What do you mean, once one's paid off? The $15,000 one, the working capital one, that would be paid, that was the $110 daily payment, that would be paid off in 10 months.
Right.
And then...
And so then that's going to free up $2,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
I pay the other faster, does that save me any money or no? It's a set amount, pay that.
Yeah, the equipment, you don't really save any money. You save a little bit of money if you pay working capital back early, but not equipment. That's just fixed payments on, you know, you can think about it. I guess you'd save money for like a little bit, not paying interest on, it's such a short-term loan though that I guess, you know, when are you trying to pay this back early? Because you said 10 months was too not enough time for the working capital.
No, the lease, the 3-year one.
Yeah, so when would you pay that back early? Like a year early, you would save a year of interest.
Yeah, because that's...
Well, you know, my point was if 10 months was too early to pay back the total, then, like, you're on the equipment one that's only 36 months, like, how much earlier are you going to pay that back? You know, if 10 months was not enough, like, you're not going to save that much. You're not going to really save any money paying the equipment off that early, unless you pay it off, like, in half of the time. And if you're going to do half of the time, then you might as well just take the working capital one for 10 and just save you some money on the front end.
Huh.
I mean, well, look, if you
It just, it doesn't put me in such a, you know, that way if it's doing well and I can, then I can. But if it's not, then I'm not tied into that, you know?
Yeah, I understand, like, so you're not obligated to pay such a large amount.
Right, so if I do both, the payback is $38,000, right? I mean,
no, $48,000.
I just ran the numbers. So if you do both, your total cost of funds is going to be 61 cents on the dollar. If you do just the working capital, it's actually... Oh, no, I got those mixed up. So the working capital one...
Now, what if I had a co-signer for the equipment one?
You know, we might be able to extend it, but the bankruptcy is what's killing you there. And this is run under the business. So I can talk about those options, but, so you're paying 55 cents on the dollar with the working capital, and you're paying 61 cents with the combination and the equipment financing just on its own. You're only getting 15 grand. So unless you can come up with the rest of the money to cover it, that's not an option. That's kind of where we stand. I can ask and see, you know, what we can free up with the cosigner, but I don't think that's going to be really an option considering the background. So that's kind of where you stand with the truck. Or if you want to just do a $15,000 working capital like you wanted to and just kind of start off with that, put the truck on hold. I don't know what you would use that other money for, but, you know, that's always still on the table. So you have a couple different options here, Jeannie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, I guess, you know, what makes the most sense as far as cash flow is trying to do a combination loan. I mean, from your eyes, for me, you know, I would be going for cost of funds. I mean, you're going to save, you know, a couple thousand dollars there, but definitely understandable with the whole cash flow situation. You don't want to be paying, you know, $200 a day.
Yeah, basically.
Well, I mean, it would be double, but again, you know, you got to think about you're going to own this thing in 10 months. You know, you send your son out in that thing, all you have to do is just do $200 a day to cover the payment for the truck for 10 months, and that's going to suck, but then everything after that is all profit. So it depends which way you want to look at it. I mean, it's double the cost because it's a shorter term, because you know you're going to be done in 10 months versus you're going to be done in 36 months.
Right.
And obviously, a longer term means you're going to pay back more interest. So I was in the same position. I just bought a car, you know, about a month ago, a few weeks ago, and for me, it was, you know, cash flow. So I said, you know, I understand I'm taking a higher interest rate and I'm going to be paying back a lot more by taking out the 60-month term instead of, I was going to shoot for a 3-year, but I decided against it just kind of for the same reasons. I said, if I have a good month, I'll pay it off and it won't matter and I'll save some money. But, I mean, you know, I totally understand where you're coming from.
Yeah, and I think on this particular one, because it's not converted yet, so what I do is I give a $1,000 deposit, and then they start the thing, and then I have like 6 weeks, which, you know, I mean, I have half of the difference right now, and I could, you know, get the other the other half. Probably by then. I'm still waiting to see about the store for the approval on the store. I haven't heard that yet because the guy's out of town. So that's kind of what this depends on too. You know, which way I want to go. Okay. All right. Well, let me just, let me think about it a little bit and talk to Juan and see.
All right. How long are you going to be in Colorado for?
So I'll be back next Monday.
Okay. Yeah, just sleep on it. Think about it for the rest of the week on out over the weekend. And kind of get back to me on Monday or Tuesday with what exactly your game plan is here. So kind of laid out both your options. You could do a combined equipment working capital one. You could do just the equipment one and then come up with the difference yourself. Or finally, we could just do the working capital one and bang it out and get done. But you did say something like you need to put 1,000 down and that it's going to take 6 weeks to do the conversion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, because now I'm thinking with the working capital, it's going to be tough because we're going to need to get you that money to... Is there anything that you could use the working capital for those 6 weeks to make some cash back for yourself? Because the only issue I'm kind of foreseeing here is that if we use a working capital loan to finance something that's going to take that long and we're going to be pulling six, every day of the business week, we're going to be pulling that, money out of the bank before, and you're using that to pay for the truck. You see what I'm saying? We're going to be draining your account every day during that six-week gap where you haven't paid them for it yet, and you're not going to have the truck to, have that cash flow coming back into the business.
Right. I wouldn't need it, immediately. I would need it
So you'd put the 1,000 down out of your pocket, and then is that all it is? So then I guess that would be the way we'd have to go about this. You'd have to put the 1,000 down out of pocket, and then we would fund it, I guess, after completion 6 weeks from now.
Right.
Okay. And Jeannie too, if this isn't the truck's not really something that's going to work for you, we still have the $33,000 and below for just straight working capital. You can do that. I think the 15 grand one was $110 a day, I said, yep. So that's always still on the table for you as well.
Okay.
All right, yeah, think about what you want to do, and we'll game plan and touch base on Monday or Tuesday next week, all right?
All right, perfect. Thank you.
Cool. Thank you, Jeannie. Take care.
Okay. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.